these two teams have waited so long for a championship.
Keep enjoying the game. Keep playing good basketball.
Now we're coming back home, and we got to protect home court. And this is the finals. It's dramatic.
Middleton, three-pointer. It's good! More Middleton magic! Booker fires a three. Bang! Devin Booker from downtown! Knocked away! It's stolen by Holiday! Antetokounmpo throws it down! What a turnaround!
We know what the deal is. It's one game away from being the NBA champ. But the job is not done.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We get it, people! What?
Yes.
They won.
The people got an NBA Finals classic game in Game 5. The Suns jumped out to an early lead. The Bucks came back. Then the Bucks jumped out to a big lead. And then the Suns came back. It came down to the wire, but Jalen, Giannis Antetokounmpo has been dominant this series. He now stands one win away from the Larry O'Brien Trophy. What do you think about Giannis in Game 5?
The great debate. Back up, please, and let me cook. Because on this show on a daily basis, I told my brother David why Giannis should not only re-sign with the Bucks, but how beneficial it was going to be for him to stay loyal to the city of Milwaukee. And lo and behold, he's one game away from an NBA championship. And you know what else he's gonna spark that I love? He's gonna spark the debate that all rings aren't created equal. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, everybody, but if and when Giannis wins this championship and the loyalty that he showed to the city of Milwaukee and the Bucks, he's going to enjoy that ring. He's going to appreciate that ring. He's not going to have to, go join a super team in order to get one. He didn't have to do that. Chris Middleton elevated within the system. And then all of a sudden, you add Drew Holiday. You add Bobby Portis. You add PJ Tucker. And they're doing it without their starting shooting guard, Dante DiVincenzo, by the way. So the Milwaukee Bucks are on the doorstep again of getting a first championship since the early 70s, and shout to Giannis because he's been outstanding in these finals.
He has been outstanding in these finals, and he had a finals moment in Game 5, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Devin Booker, down by 1 point, drives to his left, gets the ball stolen from him from Drew Holiday right there. Just look at Drew's eyes. You are up by one. With the seconds waning, under 24 seconds, I'm pulling out and getting fouled. That would be the smart basketball thing to do. But Drew said that Giannis was screaming. And he look at him right now. He's like, all right, I guess we're doing this now. And we know what happens from there. What did you think about this sequence?
It was an incredible NBA final sequence for the ages because of how it was done. And by the way, this is why you bring Drew Holiday to your squad, Jacoby. It's one thing to be a lockdown defender at the guard position, but he smothers smaller guards in particular. Earlier in his career, I saw him do this in a series against Dame Lillard when the Pelicans ended up sweeping them out of the playoffs. And do you know how close you are to getting a foul there? Do you know the kind of chance that he took of getting a foul there? And then you get the steal, you're out in transition, and you throw a lob to Giannis with an exclamation point for the game, and he hanging all on the rim. And that is a signature play for a guy who had the block against Ayton and now the dunk. And so Giannis is cementing why, if and when the Bucks go ahead and close this thing out, he's going to be Finals MVP.
We're going to have plenty of time to talk about it, but this series is not over. But I do want to celebrate this play more because it's everything that Drew Holiday does. He grabs the ball. Maybe he got a little left hand to right wrist, whatever. But this pass is just so risky. It's so risky. So much can go wrong. It's so close to the rim. Giannis had to use his every inch of his wingspan to get it. And the reaction from Giannis, I mean, this was just a chef's kiss play. And I'm also glad you brought up the block, because Giannis also had the signature play in the previous win, and there's two like magnificent Giannis plays away from the Suns literally celebrating a championship last night. But Jalen, I want to mention Drew Holiday's defense again, because Chris Paul hasn't been the same, and Drew Holiday has a lot to do with that.
No.
What are your thoughts on Chris Paul's play so far?
So if you look at the numbers from the previous game and you were just box score watching, you'd be like, he had a decent game. But the Chris Paul that closed out the Clippers and then began this series scoring over 30 and was hunting shots and making threes and good decisions has not been the same player. Look at those stats, Jacoby. Chris Paul turning over the basketball in crucial situations. These are just things we don't see. But you know what? As I sat back and analyzed this series, I thought about it more. And the Milwaukee Bucks are the team that's dealt with the agony, that's dealt with defeat. And when you don't just throw a collection of players together, all of a sudden, that team has to go through some turbulence. And they've done that over the last couple of seasons. They've watched the Toronto Raptors with Kawhi Leonard go on to win the East and win the championship. They watched the Miami Heat go on to win the East. They saw the Nets create a super team. They hearing about the process in Philly. And then all of a sudden, they can stay consistent to what they've done. They make it to the NBA Finals. Now they have a great champion. Now they have a great opportunity to win the championship this year.
While we've mentioned Giannis's performance the last couple games, someone else who needs to be recognized is that man, Devin Booker. He has been absolutely on fire on the offensive end in the last two games in particular, 40-plus in both of them, both losses. What do you think about Book?
So here's the deal. It's been great to see Book and Middleton go back and forth at it in the mid-range. And here, basketball purists, I want to tell you why this looked different. In these finals, it's not five players on both teams standing around the three-point line, drive and kick, and launching up three-point shots with 19 or 20 to go on the clock. They're actually exhausting possessions. One pick and roll, one reverse, go downhill, drive, kick, swing. And it's refreshing to watch Devin Booker and Chris Middleton light up the scoreboard. But here's the difference. Devin Booker doesn't have a Giannis. Devin Booker doesn't have Chris Paul playing the way Drew Holiday played in particular in the previous game. That's why they're trailing in the series.
They are trailing in the series, but it's on such a razor-thin margin. I mean, Devin Booker had the ball in his hands, down by one, and I was like, oh, this is going in. I think everybody watching that game was like, this is going in. He's about to give him a one-point lead. We'll see what happens when they go back on the other end. But you mentioned Middleton. Middleton has been a key contributor to the Bucks, especially closing out games. And again, he was on fire last night. What did you think of Middleton hitting some tough shots like that one?
So first and foremost, I want to applaud Giannis and his unselfishness and being the ultimate teammate and not succumbing to a player's ego. So many times when you're the best player on the team, you feel like you gotta do it all. He understands where he's weak at. He's a 6'11", 7-foot guy. Most of those guys struggle shooting threes. Many of those guys struggle shooting free throws. He understands that. So the adjustment for the Bucks this year was to allow Chris Middleton to be the actual closer. And I appreciate how Giannis embraces that for Middleton. And then I appreciate how he's delivered. And we talk about not having highlights, Jacoby. You know how much I love his game. Getting somebody on their hip, bumping them off, a little spin move, step back, knock down, and the efficiency. This didn't just start for those that are watching Chris Middleton. He's been flirting with 50, 40, 90 the past couple of years. They just needed more assistance. You add Drew Holiday, you add Bobby Portis, you add PJ Tucker. Those guys give you defense. Those guys give you toughness. And those guys weren't a part of the heartbreak that this team dealt with the last couple of years. So now all of a sudden, you have a collection of guys that are determined to try to win it all this year.
They got great contribution from their three stars, Middleton and Giannis and Holiday, but also Pat Connaughton hit some good threes, and he was 4 for 6. Bobby Portis, while you look at the stat sheet, it's not that impressive, but a lot of hustle plays and loose balls and rebounds and box out. He did a great job while Giannis was on the bench bringing this team back from a 16-point deficit. Jalen, you were in the building. I was watching the game. The Suns came out and hit everything, and they were up by 16. And I'm looking at this going, is this going to be a blowout victory for the Suns? And then they turned back around. What was it about? What was the vibe like in the building during that breakout and that turnaround?
You know, the beauty of this series, Jacoby, is that you have fresh faces. Neither team has a player that's ever won an NBA championship. And in going back and forth to these cities, both fan bases are chanting Bucks in six or Suns in six. I appreciate that so much. But here's the problem. Shout to Brandon Jennings, who actually was the first person in the Buck uniform recently to call this out. The Bucks have a chance to actually do it in six. So for Phoenix, the vibe was great, Jacoby. They were moving the ball. The crowd was in the frenzy. There was a dude counting his money on the front row. And then all of a sudden, the second quarter started. And when the second unit came in, the Bucks started to play harder. They started to play more physical. And here's what the Phoenix Suns did that allowed the Bucks to get back in the game. They started shooting too fast in the shot clock. Ooh, I remember sitting there watching the game, and I'm like, it was like five straight possessions, Jacoby, where they shot the ball within the first 5 or 8 seconds of the shot clock. That now allows the team momentum plays to get back in the game. And then Portis made a couple of shots. And then Connaughton made a couple of shots. And then Middleton and then Drew Holiday. And then you bring Giannis back in. It was a great basketball game. It was a lot of ebbs and flows.
Jalen, Team USA got a big warm-up win against Pau Gasol. Remember Pau Gasol and Spain? And they soon head to Tokyo in search of the gold. We'll break down some of the roster changes and the big win right after this.
Pau!
Crown or the comeback? Call or the response?
It's the winning game! The prize in the house. Game six.
It's the NBA Finals.
You dig? Showdown.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Anthony Rose. While all eyes are on the NBA Finals, Team USA beat Spain, getting ready to fly to Tokyo. Spain, a pretty formidable opponent. How do you feel about Team USA right now?
Spread my wings and fly away. Do they still have KD?
Yep.
Do they still have Dame Dollar?
Yes, they do.
Okay, they'll be just fine. I anticipate a gold medal.
Yes, I anticipate a gold medal.
Those first couple of games that they lost or struggled in exhibition, that was a terrific wake-up call that that team needed. And I talked to Draymond Green about this. It refocused them to play as a team. And also, they've got a couple of practices together. Remember, they're going against teams like Pau Gasol and Ricky Rubio and that squad. They've been teammates for years, the squads that they're playing against. So the cohesion that they're going to continue to get as they start to play it more and more together, I think is going to bode well for Team USA. It's always good to see Zach LaVine hanging on the rim. Yep. I say we bring home gold.
Keldon Johnson had himself a good game as well. Moving on to a don't get fired topic of the day.
And now, the don't get fired topic of the day.
Jalen, there's levels to this one. The athletes in Tokyo at the Olympic Games are sleeping on cardboard beds. Now, people ran with that to make it seem like they were doing that as an anti-sex deterrent. However, an Irish gymnast was jumping up and down on that thing, proving that if you want to get it in, you can get it in Tokyo. How do you feel about cardboard beds?
So here's how I feel. I love this segment, Don't Get Fired topic of the day, because it just shows me how we're the industry tastemakers, and so many people have directly or indirectly paraphrased that. This sounds like older people who doesn't know how sex works.
Thank you. It doesn't necessarily
have to happen on the bed, dog.
You can light the bed on fire. You can still get it in. There's so many places
in the privacy of your room to get busy. It doesn't have to be on the bed.
We gotta move on. Don't get fired. I got kids.
The bed can feel like the floor. It can feel like the wall. You still can get the same pleasure.
Oh.
Like, this is just being
cheap. I hope everyone's safe out there in Tokyo and follows COVID protocols.
Being cheap.
I'll tell you, if you came and slept in my house, I would never put a cardboard bed out and be like, that's where you're sleeping tonight. Regardless, you're having people come over to your city, don't put cardboard beds out. Moving on.
Hey, dog, I'm from the hood, dog. Used to spend the night over people's house. You put a sheet on the floor. And then he put a sheet on top of you and a pillow behind your head and go to bed.
Jalen, Jimmy Ward of the 49ers had some really interesting words about your former quarterback, Matt Stafford, currently the quarterback of the Rams. He was just saying all kinds of stuff. I can't read it all because it's too long. He said, see the one with the Lions that never played, that made the playoffs, that had Megatron? You're going to blame the city? You're going to blame the money? He was just slandering Matt Stafford, who is now in his division. What do you think about this from Jimmy Ward?
It's a fair critique. But as somebody that's watched more Matthew Stafford than 99% of people, because I actually pay attention to Lions football, Matthew Stafford is more durable than people realizes.
Mm-hmm.
He has a rocket arm also. He can make all of the throws. He was a terrific Detroit Lion. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you three things the Rams have that the Lions didn't. Number one, Sean McVay.
Yep.
Number two, Aaron Donald. Number three, Jalen Ramsey. So therefore, he's not gonna be trailing by 14 points in the first quarter and have to throw for 4,000 yards, hyperbole, per game in order for his team to win. Now, they're going to air it out. And it's going to be great to see because he has so many weapons. I'm actually happy that Matthew Stafford got rescued, is going to play meaningful football and put himself in position to possibly compete for a Super Bowl.
So Jalen, as the NCAA and universities are adjusting their practices for the name, image, and likeness rules, something interesting is happening at your alma mater, Michigan. In Ann Arbor, there's a place called the M-Den, basically the team store, the university store. And what they're doing is they're allowing athletes to partner with them to sell jerseys with their number and name on the back. What do you think about this?
Oh, no. No. First off, I'm not mad at it, right? But then as I sit back and think, personally, I'm not going to be able to do it.
Interesting.
So let me get this right. I finally get the profit off of my name, image, and likeness. But then when the jersey gets sold, it's going to funnel back to the school if it's the MDN. I want my deal maybe with Amazon or something like that. I want to be an independent contractor. That's what I wanted to do. You see me rocking those Jordans right there? They didn't tell me to wear them. I was like, we got a contract with Nike. They can't stop me from wearing them. You see those black shorts? Those long shorts, those black shoes and black socks? Imagine if I got a dollar every time black socks got bought and sold. So again, I'm happy that the school is willing to be in business with their players. But for me as a player, I want to be an independent contractor. I don't want to necessarily funnel the money back to the school. But this could be a good thing. I'm just learning about it. But that's the first thing that comes to mind when I hear it.
It is more money than zero money, but it is sort of interesting to be like, okay, now you guys can get paid. Let's make a deal where we're partners and we both get paid. What it sort of seems like on the surface. Jalen, we broke down game five, but it's now time to look ahead to game six. Chris Paul, Devin Booker have their back against the wall against the Bucks. We'll get you ready for game six right after this. Thanks for watching Jalen and Jacoby on television, but don't forget the experience does not end there. Make sure you subscribe and follow the podcast. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, we always have exclusive content on the podcast you can't get on TV. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. It is time for one of our signature segments. It is Soft Move or Boss Move. Jalen Rose, LeBron James went to game five, and he did not go alone. He brought a lot of friends, and if you see right there, a bottle of tequila. Jalen Rose, what do you think about LeBron sipping on some tequila courtside?
Definitely a boss move. Also, master marketing 101. For a guy that's basically spent 50% of his career playing in the NBA Finals, who now isn't playing in the NBA Finals, you promote your movie, you promote your vodka. It's definitely a boss move. And lastly, to bring the entire bottle that's glass and sit it on the floor, Hey, man, that's trademark right there.
Well, I had never heard of Lobo 1707 Tequila before he did it, and somebody tells me that that was his intention. We broke down Game 5 in detail. Now it's time to look ahead to Tuesday night's contest in Milwaukee. The Suns' back's against the wall. What do they need to do to extend the series and to slow down Giannis Antetokounmpo?
They got to stop the points in the paint by Giannis and Bobby Portis in particular. Drive to the basket, Drew Holiday. Same with Chris Middleton. You got to protect that color area of the floor and keep DeAndre Ayton on the court and active out of foul trouble. He has to be a weapon offensively to make Giannis work on that end of the floor.
Absolutely. You know you're going to get from CP3. You know you're going to get from Booker. Let's see if the Cams, let's see if they can get Mikal Bridges going on the road like the Suns got their role players going on the road in Game 5. We'll be back tomorrow on ESPN at 2 p.m. We always say we get the people that want. Part of that is making podcast exclusive content. Now, Jalen Rose, there's a topic I want to discuss with you on the pod. We can only talk about in the pod. I noticed our producers didn't even put these stories in the Google document where we put all the stories. And there's a gentleman by the name of Matt Sullivan, who's a beat writer for the Nets, I believe. He had some interesting things to say about the Nets franchise. He said the Nets franchise had a policy where they would basically blank check some of their players to get rental homes for people that weren't their wives, flights, apartments. And it got a little out of control, so they had to kind of rein it in. Jalen, I'm not saying this happened. I'm saying this man said it happened on Levitard's show. Are you surprised by this? And is this a practice that you've heard of before?
So there's over under table type of relationships and deals, and all players aren't created equal. You hope that everybody gets treated fair, but that's just not how life works. There's a reason why the better students get more opportunities as it relates to post-secondary education, or the young people who continue to work and value a trade, and all of a sudden they start to work in that trade, they start to make more money. So everything is not gonna be blanket across the league. You're not gonna have 30 teams treating all 450 players exactly the same. When Kawhi Leonard went to the Clippers, there was an alleged potential lawsuit of a gentleman that wanted to basically sue Jerry West, who's the NBA logo, an all-time great, by the way, for $2 million that basically was promised to him if he delivered Kawhi. You asked me that same question then. That's what this reminds me of. You asked me that exact same question then. So what's the same? The same is when you attract superstars, you got to do special things for them. One of the things that got LeBron out of Miami, one of the many reasons LeBron left Miami, the overarching storyline is, of course, he wanted to go back to Cleveland and win a championship. But you know the B-side that not many people talk about is two things. One, Dwayne Wade started to slow down and look older, and Chris Bosh had health issues that ultimately led to him retiring.
Yep.
I think people leave that part out of the story. And here's another part that gets left out of the story. The kind of access you see Randy have with the Lakers, Mims, LeBron's right-hand guy, he didn't have with the Miami Heat. Pat Riley is really stringent, really old school. Only the players and the coaching staff and the immediate team personnel are going to ride on the plane. LeBron James didn't like that because he's a superstar and superstars get treated different. Do you think anybody else could have walked in an NBA game with a full tequila bottle and sat on the front row with the bottle between their legs the entire game?
Probably only a handful.
You remember when LeBron showed up at a Laker game and he wasn't playing and he was holding a glass of wine?
Literally? I remember that. And then the next game he had like one of those like thermal cups. Like, no, like, just because I can't see the wine doesn't mean it's not wine. There's also something I was thinking about. I was like, LeBron is a known wine connoisseur, but like he bringing tequila to the game. I want to know if he was sipping during the breaks.
I'm pretty sure that he was. And it was for marketing and promotion. And I was in the arena, and I'm going to get back to the Nets part. Here's, though, what I'm happy about. I'm happy a loose ball didn't go over there near LeBron. Because there's a reason why you don't want to have glass in an arena or by a swimming pool. Because if somebody slip and fall, they're going to get cut. I'm just glad that didn't happen. And so if you're the Nets and you want to bring KD, Kyrie, and James Harden to your team, if you're the Lakers and you want to bring LeBron James to your team, you got to give them superstar treatment. And if that means blank checking when Kyrie decides for whatever reason he don't want to play, psychologically or emotionally or physically, you already know and anticipate that that's going to happen. That's the blank check when he doesn't talk to the media and it costs $100,000 to the team. You anticipate that. You anticipate these costs as well. So I am not surprised. I am not going to make a big deal out of it. And I just said this to you on the show. A team like the Charlotte Hornets, right? That's what they should be doing for LaMelo Ball. Like, I cannot understand. When you get a superstar, dog, like, you don't think the Bucks doing everything they can to keep Giannis?
Well, clearly they did.
The Green Bay Packers are the exception. They're handling it incorrectly. When you have a phenomenal talent, you're supposed to make sure you keep them happy. It's a partnership. No big deal.
Yeah, I don't think Timothy Luwawu Cabarrot. They didn't mention any names, but I don't think Timothy Luwawu Cabarrot is the one who's getting these kind of perks. I mean, but they didn't mention any names. And whoever the person is that receives these calls and has that credit card, they've got some dirt. Yeah, this writer also, in my opinion, this was a violation. A violation of trust. Allegedly, this is what he said to Levitard. He was invited to KD's home. KD's home, from every single room, everywhere he went, smelled like marijuana. That's just rude. This man invited you over to his home. Why would you say that?
So, I, you know what? I'm going to do something that you've never heard me do. I'm going to go no comment on that.
Okay, good. Good for you.
Because,
I've literally never heard you say that. You're about to comment on your no comment?
Yes. Here's I'm gonna just be 1,000. Like, things that happen off wax to me, that become conversation pieces for public consumption, I view them different.
Yeah,
I view them vastly different. And when KD decided to smoke or drink or do whatever in his house, he welcomed you to his crib. Why are you talking so much now that you out? That's whack to me. So it's probably best that I don't comment, because I don't want to come down on the gentleman for reporting what he knows. But like, that's just a violation of trust, and that's just rude to me.
You signed a contract when you walked in the door. You know what I mean? You might not have signed a contract with a pen and paper, but when you walked in the door, you signed a contract.
I've seen all kinds of things. People kiss and tell, dog. That's lame. I've seen all kinds of things.
At parties and this and that. But I'm gonna keep my mouth shut when it comes to those things. But
Jalen, you mentioned. I'm so happy I was born in the game and not adopted. I am so happy. I'm so happy that I was born hip hop and I didn't have to learn it. You know, I'm so happy that rap music is in my blood. And it's something that I can't check in and check out of, depending on who I'm in the room with.
Good for you. Jalen, something I really need to talk to you about. This didn't make the show. Rich Paul was there. and he was there with Adele, right? So when I saw Rich Paul was there with Adele, I'm assuming, listen, powerful people just hanging out with powerful people. Brian Windhorst, on his pod, said they're dating. That's different than just hanging out. He said they're dating, which made me think this. Think about this. I wish them happiness. But perhaps, at some point, they break up. We're going to get an Adele breakup album about Rich Paul. We're gonna get, even if they don't break up, we're gonna get Adele love songs about Rich Paul. Every Adele song I hear from moving forward, I'm gonna be thinking about her singing about Rich Paul, whether it's positive or negative. And that is just something I don't even know how I feel about that. How do you feel about that?
That's a little bro right there, and I'm happy for him, dog. And I remember when Phil Jackson totally disrespected what Mav and Rich and LeBron's squad bring to the table by relegating them to posse, almost like hanger-ons. And the first thing, because you know I was at the game, the first thing I acknowledged when I saw them together, the first thing that came to mind, I cannot even front, dog. The first thing that came to mind for me, Empire. That man going for an empire, dog. My godfather John talked a lot about this. Acquisitions and mergers. That's what this is, a merger. This is about love and happiness.
Of course, yeah. First and foremost.
But it's also about legacy and empire, is what I thought. Generational on top of generational on top of billionaire type of generational wealth is what I thought about. So no one knows what the future holds clearly for them as a couple, but I'm happy for my guy.
I'm just surprised that they're dating. I thought they were just hanging out. The idea that they're dating, God bless them. Who knows? Because that means they must have been dating in the background for a while. And I have a very important question, because Jalen, I know my answer to this. Can you name an Adele song?
No.
I can't either. I'm sure I could sing it if you played me her most popular song. I could sing the chorus. But I'm sitting here right now, I cannot name an Adele song.
No.
Can't do it.
No. I'm not going to be able to do it.
She's an amazing talent, though. I knew it. Yeah, so once you tell me Rolling in the Deep, like in my ear, I can get it. A bag of happiness. Right, that's the one. Yeah. She can sing.
You know what I'm loving though? Here's what I'm loving. I'm loving my basketball family bringing these 100 million, almost billion-dollar mates to the table. I love that. Devin Booker dating a billionaire. Rich Paul dating Adele. Yeah. Everybody dates a Kardashian.
Big shout to another power couple in this NBA Finals. Jrue Holiday and his lady. I think she's playing in the Olympics, right? She's a soccer player.
Lauren.
Yeah.
And shout to Jrue Holiday because in the bubble he donated his salary to minority businesses and the development of them.
Shohei Ohtani donated his home run derby money to the staff of the Angels. Shohei Ohtani, another home run, another dinger. No big deal. Getting more dingers. Jalen.
That's my guy. If this series is over this week, y'all going to see me following Shohei. I'm following Shohei and Dave Chappelle this offseason. Hey, by the way.
Hit the brakes, Reg. Okay. I'll just do top of my head. No list is complete. Things that Jalen Rose is doing this offseason. Following Shohei Ohtani, that would take like a month. Following Dave Chappelle, that's another month. Getting as much time as he can in Miami as possible. Going to Seattle to check out Jay Crossover. Going to the Drew League in L.A. Coming to New York, because he told me he's coming to New York to do the draft. What else we got?
Going to the 49ers-Lions game.
And, of course, the Locks Dipset battle. You're going to be busy,
yes,
dog.
Yes.
You're going to be busy.
Yes.
You're going to be busy. That's yes, like when they put absolutely. When they put together the NFL schedule, it takes like a computer and like 15 nerds. Like they're someone Michelle's gonna have to hire 4 people just to get your travel together.
Hey fam, spread my wings and fly away. Let me just tell y'all something. 10 years of doing this show. Just let me cook for a minute. When you talk about what I'm about to do this all season, let me tell you what I've done the past 30 days. Let me just tell you some of the individuals I broke bread with the last 2 to 4 weeks.
Let us know.
OG Uncle Denzel Washington. You know what I mean?
Denzel,
y'all don't
Denzel
know his
Washington.
Name is actually pronounced Denzel. You know what I'm saying? Y'all saying it wrong. Junior, by the way. How about my guy? Oh, you know what? Major shout to my little brother, Big Sean. Major shout, dog. After the Phoenix Suns lost to the Milwaukee Bucks,
yep.
I did it again. I did it again.
Boob.
I got a car from Phoenix to Las Vegas. Arrived in Las Vegas to surprise Mariah Rose for her 21st birthday.
Oh.
Shout to her mother, Mari. Shout to D. Shout to all of her friends that were there to represent. It was a beautiful time. It was around 10 of us total. Not only did we get a chance to see Big Sean at Dre's, I got a chance to run into another family member of mine, fellow Michigander, Draymond Green. Got a chance to chop it up with him. You know what I'm saying? And he's getting ready for Tokyo. We talked about bringing back the gold medal and all that good stuff. So, Jacoby, Big Sean said something to me that as you were talking about all of the things I'm doing this offseason, that's why I was just shaking my head saying yes. You doing some stuff too. Didn't you say you was jumping out of a plane?
Yeah, but that's an hour away. I can do that. That's no problem.
Going to see Shohei Ohtani against the Tigers. If I'm in California or Michigan, ain't no big deal.
You said you were following him.
I'm all over the map. I'll catch him somewhere. I don't care if it's Atlanta or something. I'm going to catch Shohei for sure. And Big Sean said something to me that was really profound. And he's younger than me. I like being around people that are younger than me that are more mature than I am. And he was like a virgin, and I know I'm paraphrasing. He was like, it's important to stop living life like we have forever to do so because we don't. And I was like, and that wasn't a 48-year-old person saying it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I definitely need to get on that program. And so it was a great weekend. Again, shout to Big Sean, Draymond Green, appreciate the love.
Shout to Mariah.
They showed to Mariah for her birthday. We shook hands, we kissed babies. We might have had a couple of beverages. It was a beautiful time.
Good for you, Jay. Now, what the most important thing about all this is we have a conference call every day at 7 Eastern, 4 a.m. Pacific. I knew Jalen was in Vegas. And I was like, before I joined on, I was like, Jalen in Vegas the night before? I don't know if he's going to make this one. 4:01, Jalen Rose is on a call. Good for you, Jalen Rose. That's consistency.
Thank you, family.
That's consistency.
I appreciate that acknowledgement and that professional protocol because I take pride in trying to be the best at what I do, whatever that is. But you know what else you and I both take pride in doing? Showing up every day.
Every day.
Showing up every day. And let me know the last time you looked down at your phone and I said, well, I can't do the show today because I don't feel good.
Can't think of it. Can't think of it.
When you come to Jalen and Jacoby, there's no backups. It's Jalen and Jacoby. every day. No days off. I got a question for you, Jacoby. Since I don't take my days off for the company, can I get refunded for those days?
No, that's not how it works at all.
Oh.
We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that?
Well, I might not be back. I might as well start taking my days off then. We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people time.